Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And we welcome you back here for a South Florida High School Sports Show for a Wednesday night. Larry Bluestein, Danny G, taking you up until 10 o'clock this evening. Still to come in the next hour, Josh Wilson will join us. Coach Damian Jones from Chaminade Madonna. Coach Roger Harriet, whose team will be in action on Saturday evening. And also David Ferronis from the South Florida Sun Sentinel will talk a little bit about University of Miami and where they'll be bowling. But now, one of the guys who was up there last week, he'll be up there, and he is up there to see, you know, for this week as well, and somebody who has the pulse of high school football, Bill Daly from the Miami Herald. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. You're a busy man all over the place. Before we get into the tomorrow night's game where Central finally makes a return to the state finals against Pensacola Escambia, take us back briefly to last weekend where Chaminade Madonna three-peats and Champagnat makes it 500, 2-for-4 in their last four trips to the state finals.
Yeah, really something, Larry. I mean, you know, a long trek. I was I proudly carried the South Florida media banner. I think I might have been the only media member from South Florida up there. So very proud to be up there and follow the two teams, both nicknamed the Lions. And what really stood out, Larry, was so obvious the separation between the two teams and the rest of their respective classifications. I mean, you know, each week you saw it, and then even on the level of a state championship game, they're just better. They're just so much better than the other two teams. Although I give Florida High a lot of credit. You know, the Willie Taggart young man is really special and did some things and, you know, did a few things to get them back in the game briefly against Chaminade. But Thaddeus Franklin just had a absolute performance for the memory banks, with that rushing performance, and it was really something. And it was funny I was on the sidelines late in the game keeping track of the yards, and I was the Chaminade coaches, including Damian, are sort of like, you know, where's he at, and I was trying to help them out with what he needed, and we got him over that 320. We got him over Travis Henry's 328. Now he goes under the record books. A real special weekend, and my first line in my column this week in the Herald was 2 down, 5 to go, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, you know, obviously that record was 30 years in the making, and within 24 hours it was broken twice. So, you know, I mean, then the kid from Blountstown breaks it the night after, with a 360-yard performance, and which is kind of strange because here they're down by 40 points and they're still running the ball, but that was Blountstown's M.O., I guess. So whatever it is, it is. Champagnat, big win for Coach Clavijo and his team. How can you sum that up? That was awesome. You know, another guy, he sat there and told us, you know, it doesn't matter. We don't want to go undefeated. We want to play a challenging schedule and be ready for games like that. And he certainly was.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, for any coaches that are out there that are listening to this, I mean, this is how you do it. This is how you get it done, you know? I mean, it's great if you want to walk around all puffed up with your chest out and say, hey, we went undefeated, we lost one game. But, you know, I mean, you know, and especially now with all the RPI rankings and points and everything like that, I mean, you don't necessarily get penalized, you know, for going 6-3. I mean, Champy was still, they went 6-3, and they were still the one seed, you know? So, you know, it pays off. It pays dividends down the road. You know, you pay the toll, and then you get the dividends down the road when the postseason starts. And you saw that. I mean, nobody really challenged. I mean, Sefner Christian hung around with them for a little bit in the state semis. That kind of surprised me a little bit.
Right.
But for the most part, I mean, Champy, they had this thing under control. Each team has gone to four straight state finals. And you know what? I got a feeling I'll be going back up to Tallahassee with the two of them next year too, Larry.
No doubt. Shift to tomorrow. We're getting to see the Rockets of Central tomorrow night. 6A finals against an undefeated Pensacola Escambia team with Mike Bennett, who's been there before, beat Belen Jesuit when he was a head coach at Pensacola back in 2008?
10 years ago, 09.
09. So Mike Bennett returns with a different team, undefeated team against Roland Smith and a program that fought off which was the number one seed in the first RPI rankings, Palmetto, last 2 weeks ago and win 34-30. And I got your predictions, and I saw all the predictions. This should be an entertaining game. I just think that Central runs the ball too well for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just – and again, I mean, we just touched on it, you know, and to be honest, I didn't go into great detail with who Escambia played. I know they have, you know, a couple of really terrific players in Andy Smith and Frank Peasant, but you know, it's just – but they're going to – when they look on the other side of the line of scrimmage tomorrow night, I mean, they're going to say, you know, oh, wow, we haven't seen guys this size. We haven't seen guys this fast, you know, and, oh, gosh, they're 7-3. They've lost three games. Well, guess what, okay?
Guess who they lost to.
Palmetto found that, too.
Yeah. Well, guess who they lost to.
Yeah, I mean, and this is, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I mean, I don't know. And again, you know, I was, talking to Dwight up in Tallahassee last week, who used to coach Emmett Smith at Escambia.
Yes, asked
him a few questions, and they all, they feel like, you know, they got the team that can beat Central, but we talk about this all the time, and then they run into these teams from South Florida, Larry, and it's just different, you know. And Central, not only, you know, and they're a veteran team too, you know, that's been there many times, although technically these kids have not been there, you know, but Roland Smith and his staff have, and I expect that they'll tap in on that experience of having taken teams up to state in the past, and, you know, I expect Central to win.
Yeah, no doubt. Friday night, a team that, you know, tongue-in-cheek, I said to you about 6 weeks ago, I said, Columbus is going to the finals, and you said to me, you're nuts. But you know what? You weren't the only one, because everybody, the way they played, you know, I mean, and I called you that night after they got the clock run on them against U School, and they got thoroughly trashed by Booker T. Washington. But I'll tell you what, Dave Dunn has really tapped into something special. He's kind of dummied down the playbook a little bit. He's got one of the hottest running backs, if not the hottest running back in the state of Florida, Henry Parrish. Todd, how do you see that game shaping up against a real good Apopka team? And just a footnote, Booker T. Washington's beaten both of these teams.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember that phone call that night, Larry, and I'll give you your props. You were the first one, but although I think we both agree that night you made that phone call after the U School game, that neither of us thought, if either one of us said they'd be in the state final, we would have thought each other was crazy.
Yeah,
so, but I'll give you your props, and you were the first one to get on to them, you know, late in the season, that things were starting to come around, and we continued to doubt, and even I did in the first two rounds of the playoffs. But yeah, Dunn was very candid with me midway through the season, even before the U School game, even after they beat Miami High in the first game of the regular season. He just shook his head and he just said, "I'm not doing a good job of I'm taking too much of my college stuff and trying to implement into high school, and I can't be doing that. I have to streamline. I have to simplify. I have to make things easier for these kids. And darn if he didn't go out there and do it. And he did a tremendous job of like you said, streamlining everything and making things simpler, easier for the kids. And it's not always easy to do. And he did that. And it's just remarkable that they're going up here to Daytona Beach on Friday night to play. Yeah, a very, very good Apopka. That's one of those tough teams when they run that. They run that patented wing, and Doug Nichols is there now, and Columbus, they struggled to stop it 5 years ago, and you know, they'll be challenged on Friday night.
Yeah,
you know,
of the
five, I have to admit I'm the least confident of Columbus, but I still picked them to win. I think that and I just wonder if this is just some kind of destiny thing or something, Larry. I just wonder about that. You know, if they might just win a year after that. I think we can agree that last year's team was probably significantly better than this year's team.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, this last year's team came up a little bit short. So it would be really something. It'd be great for Explorer Nation to finally get that elusive first state football title. And it would be pretty exciting stuff if they pulled it off. I think they might do it.
Okay. And we only got a minute and a half or so. Doubleheader on Saturday, Northwestern against Orlando Jones, and then St. Thomas Aquinas undefeated against Orlando, Edgewater, Orange County against South Florida. Give me a quick synopsis on both games.
Bulls going for a three-peat. Jones there for the first time. Northwestern's going to enjoy a decided advantage in terms of the experience of having been in this game in the past. I think the Bulls are going to become the third team in Dade County to win three consecutive state titles, joining Central and Booker T. St. Thomas has been on a mission all year. They played a very un-St. Thomas-like game against Lakeland. Lakeland's good and beat them fair and square last year, but St. Thomas they did not play a good game. I remember that. They made a lot of mistakes, and I think Roger Harrington is going to remind them of that. And they wind up, ironically, not even playing Lakeland or Armwood when we thought all year that's who they would play,
yep.
And they wound up playing Edgewater. So
good stuff.
I'm most confident that that's my most confident pick is St. Thomas to beat Edgewater on Saturday night. I think they'll do it. And win their 11th state title.
Good stuff. That's Bill Daly, Miami Herald. Check him out. His predictions, everything that he's done is awesome. And that will end in hour number one. When we come back, we're here until 10 o'clock with you on a Wednesday evening. Larry Bluestein, Danny G will come back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.